Hello, 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 hello. A million and one hellos to you all. This is your very own Yoto Daily. Breathe it in, folks. Breathe it in. It is Saturday. Yes, Saturday the 9th of March 2024. And this week, here in the UK, it is Science Week, British Science Week. A week to celebrate all things science. What? Hold up. What is science? What does that mean? What do you think? Have a quick think to yourself or chat with someone if you're with someone. What does science mean? Tricky one, hey? Tricky one to describe. Science is basically studying the world around us, observing, watching, looking at how things work, how things are made, and then having a go at describing what we can see, or testing different things out, experimenting with different things that we notice. Describing, experimenting, studying. But for me, perhaps the most important thing is observing, watching. What can we actually see? Science isn't about making stuff up. You need evidence. And the world around us, not to mention space, is so huge that science is broken down into different areas. Different areas you could study the Earth, the environment, biology, physics, chemistry. Don't worry if lots of these are big and maybe new words to you, but this is how it works. Lots of things broken down into different areas for various people to study. Anyways, folks, I thought today it is Saturday, it is Yoto Daily, it's Science Week, so I've got a few games and activities for us to play, all with a kind of sciencey twist. Okie doke, sounds good? Let's do it then, here we go. First of all, I've got some sounds for you to listen to. I want you to listen to these sounds, and I want you to have a think about what they are. And they are kind of, sort of, linked to science in some way. So have a listen. What can you hear here? Here's the first sound. Oh, yes, what was that? What was that? That was something boiling. I think it was water boiling. Definitely a liquid bubbling and boiling and bubbling and boiling. So what's happening there, science-wise? What's happening to that water? Well, the water, the liquid, is turning from a liquid into a vapour, into a gas. It is evaporating into the air. So that's a bit of science going on there. But yes, definitely bubbling, boiling water. Excellent stuff. Next up, have a listen to this. What's going on here? Yes, did we recognise that sound? That was the sound of a steam train. Yes, a steam train. Chug, 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 chugging along. A steam train, a train powered, again, by that bubbling water, by steam. A steam-powered train. Fantastic. And finally, have a listen to this. What's this? Ooh, bit of a trickier one to put your finger on here. Sounds a bit like an insect, doesn't it? But it's not. That, my friends, was the sound of a hummingbird. The wings of a hummingbird. Wowzers, yes, of course, a hummingbird from the natural world. A scientist who studies animals might be a zoologist or a naturalist. People who study the animals in our world. And that was a hummingbird, the smallest of all the birds with those very, very fast beating wings. That's why it sounds a little bit like an insect, because it's not far off the size of an insect. Anyways, my friends, that was Guess the Sound science style. Now let's have a quick game of Simon Says. Yes, you know the drill. I will give you an instruction, but I have to say Simon Says first. If I don't say Simon Says, and you do as I say, then you will hear this noise. And that means I caught you. I got you. Okay, here we go then. Simon Says we're going to do a science experiment. Simon Says, put on your safety goggles first. There we go. ago. Simon says, there are three test tubes in front of you, three glass cylinders. Simon says, pour some of the green liquid into the blue liquid. Simon says, nothing happened. Okay. Simon says, pour some of the red liquid into the green liquid. Simon says, it's bubbling over. Simon says, it's bubbling all over the place. Simon says, what have we done? Simon says, quick, pour it in the sink. Simon says, turn on the taps. Simon says, phew. Okay, experiment over. Let's take off our safety goggles. Ah, there we go. Oh, no, Simon says there, folks. No, Simon says you should have kept those goggles on. Simon says we are fossil hunters on a big pebbly beach. Simon says walk along the beach. Simon says, feel the pebbles slip and slide under your feet. Simon says, let's bend down and pick one up. Simon says, have a look at it. Simon says, is it a fossil? Simon says, nope. Simon says, keep walking. Simon says, let's try another one. Simon says, pick up a pebble. Simon says, is it a fossil? Simon says, yes! Simon says, it looks a bit like a snail. Simon says, this type of fossil is called an ammonite. Can you say ammonite? Give it a go. Say ammonite. Oh, dearie, dearie me. No, Simon says there. Sorry, folks, if I caught you out there. There we go. That was Simon Says. Now it's time for a quick game of Magic 10. Yes, indeedy do. This is Magic 10. I'm going to give you a category and you need to see how many of that category you can name in the 30 seconds that I give you, okay? If you can reach 10, wow, incredible, fantastic, hooray, that's the Magic 10. But don't worry if you can't. Let's see how many we could name. First category is this. Materials. Materials. Things that things are made of, basically. I'll give you one to help you out. Like wood. Wood is a material. How many more can you name? Give it a go. There we go. Oh, quite tricky, I think. How did we do? Well, we've got wood. We could have metal. You could have different types of metal, I guess. Iron, steel, things like that. Plastic, glass, concrete, ceramic, textiles. Lots of materials out there, but quite a tricky one to begin with, are there? Well done if you thought of a few. Good job, everybody. Here comes the next one, and it is this. Dinosaurs! Oh my giddy goodness! How many dinosaurs can you name? Give it a go, go, go! Oh, there we go. Time's up. How did we do? How did we do? Well, there's the T-Rex and the Diplodocus and the Stegosaurus and the Triceratops, Velociraptor, Spinosaurus, Brontosaurus. I'm sure we've got some dino experts out there that could do that no problem at all. Okay, final category on Magic 10, on Science Week, on Yoto Daily, and it's this. How many can you name? Different types of weather. Different types of weather. Ooh, give it a go, go, go. And there we go. How did we do? Rain, snow, sleet, wind, sunshine. The best weather of all, isn't it? Sunshine. Well done if you thought of a few weathers there. Incredible work if you got to the Magic 10. And thank you very much for listening and playing my games today here on Yotto Daily on the 9th of March 2024. And if that is your birthday, I hope it's absolutely incredible. A massive, huge, heartfelt happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today. Happy, happy birthday to you. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there's Suga. Suga from BTS. It's his birthday today. It's Cabby's birthday today as well. And also born on this day, in 1934, Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, the first person to ever go into space, Yuri Gagarin, born on this day in 1934. Also born on this day in 1943, Bobby Fischer, chess champion Bobby Fischer. So there we go. And on this day, back in 1959, a little bit of maths. That is 65 years ago, the first Barbie doll was released, apparently, which apparently also makes today Barbie's official birthday. So there we go. It's Barbie's birthday today. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on Yotto Daily. Bye, 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 bye.